Hi, this is Nick from billing department. How may I help you?
Hi, I was calling because I wanted to know why we're receiving a bill. Our account number is 1746.
Sure, I can look into it. Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
And just to be sure, the patient's date of birth is January 29 of 1959, right?
That's correct, yes, Orbelina Chavez.
All right. Okay, let me check just a moment.
Yeah, we were a cash patient, so we paid cash for everything, and the doctor said that we no longer had a balance, so I'm not sure what this bill is for.
I see. Just a moment, let me check the transactions. Sir, by any chance, do you remember the amount of the transaction made via cash?
Well, it's a bill that we're receiving for $85.96.
Okay,
yeah, we keep getting a bill at the house, and you know, the doctor says we don't owe anything, but I don't know why we're getting a bill.
Okay, let me check it out. Just a moment. Okay, so I see multiple transactions here. Just to be sure, I can, just a moment, let me enlist the transactions first. On April 8, there is a payment of 185. Then 6 of $90. $28. $32. And again, September 9. Okay. So, sir, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. So, actually, I see 5 transactions on your account. And for your information, we are the third party to doctor's office. So, sometimes there might be, you know, a communication gap for the transactions made. Just to be sure, I am going to give you a few details about your transactions, and if you find if there is any error, please let me know, okay?
Okay, but can I ask you a question? So my question is that we keep receiving a bill for $85.96, but we don't have a balance due. So I don't understand why we're being billed.
Let me check. So,
okay.
Yeah, do you remember paying $85.96 amount recently or in this year?
I mean, everything that was billed, we paid at the office because it was cash. They wouldn't provide services unless we paid cash because we didn't have insurance.
I see. Okay. Let me...
So the doctor's office said, you know, on the last visit that we don't have a balance, everything was paid.
I see.
Because
so
we have to pay before the service. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think your last visit was on September 9th, if I'm not wrong.
Last year? maybe. Okay.
Yeah, let me check if there are any changes after that in your account. So, this state of services closed. Let's say this one is closed. Sir, I can give you a chart which shows what was left by insurance for patient responsibility and what was paid. I'm not sure if you were told by doctor or the front desk that there is no balance.
Yeah, they told us that there was no balance because every time we left the office, we had to pay. Or before the doctor would see us, we had to pay.
Yeah.
So we... Yeah, we...
Uh-huh. I think you don't have secondary, and that was the reason, right?
We don't have what?
Secondary insurance.
No, that's why we had to pay before we see the doctor.
I see. Okay, let me make sure I have everything right here. Just a moment, sir. Let me go on to other system. Yes, sir. I think I can rectify your account right now, but for that I will need a few information from you if you don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah. So, just a moment. Yeah. I think there were 7 visits. Just a moment. So, let's see. First one was April 8th. That is posted here. April month is good. And May month. May 6th seems good. Then June seems good. July seems good. Sir, actually, it seems there is one transaction missing from our system. Just to be sure, could you please check if you have made any payment on August 12th to our practice?
August 12th or what?
August 12th of 2024.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm not going to have that. The doctor's office has that. I mean, I don't understand how we have a bill if we had to pay everything before they would do it. Even on our last visit, we paid and we asked them, do we owe anything at this point? Is there anything else? They said, no, you guys paid cash for everything. So I don't understand why there's no bill. We shouldn't have a bill. All the visits, all the services were paid up front.
I see. If you want, I can send an email to practice regarding this situation. Actually, there seems be a balance on our side. So if I am not sure if there is transaction information missing from our end, or we just needed to make sure.
Okay, that's fine. I tried asking them, but they said that they don't handle the billing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you guys do the billing, but they told us that we don't have a balance. So I don't plan to pay that.
I see. Just a moment. Okay, so I will inquire the practice or the front desk of the office. But for your reference, I am giving you I think 5 different dates and the transaction amount made on that date. So if you find any discrepancy, please let us know, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So let me know whenever you have a pen and paper to note something down.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So just a moment. So there are 5 total transactions on our system. First one shows the date April 8th of 2024. Which has
April 20th of 24?
No, April 8th.
8, okay.
Yeah. And you paid $185?
Okay.
Then there is May 6th.
May 6th.
And you paid 90?
90, okay.
Mm-hmm. Then, let's see. On June 17, you paid 28.
Okay.
Then on July 15, you paid $32.
Okay.
Then, let's see. On September 9, you paid $18,118. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay. So these are the 5 transactions made till now, as I can see here. And just to be sure, open charges. Let's see your other.
So what is that $85? What is that $85 bill that I keep receiving? What is that for?
Yeah. So let me give you the patient responsibility left by Medicare, date by date. Just a moment. Let me open the explanation of benefit. Yes. So for, let's see, for April 8, there was patient responsibility of $162.57 by Medicare.
Okay, so Medicare paid $162?
No, it was applied towards a deductible. So 162.57 were your responsibility.
Okay, and we paid 185
yes.
On April 8th?
Yes.
So 185 is more than 162.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you patient responsibility left by Medicare for each service date. Just a moment, let me move to next one. So
97.2.
Okay, so on May 6th, there is patient responsibility of $97.20. And so for June 17, I can see patient responsibility of $95.58.
Oh, I don't understand this. So why are they billing me this a year after we went to the doctor?
So actually, I can see the first, let's see. Yes, we have been sending the statements from October 24.
We have not been receiving statements. We just received the first one. That's why I'm calling you.
Oh, I see. Let me check that.
But either way, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to figure something out because we paid everything at the office, and some payments were made in cash for, like, the services, $500 here, $500 there. We paid the stuff at the office. So I don't know why they're charging us a bill now, if they would tell us. They said it wasn't covered by Medicare, so we paid. It was a cash thing. So I'm not sure. Is there a way that you can contact the office to make sure that that's what it is? Because they told us that we didn't have a bill
over
a year ago.
Sure, we can send an email to a doctor's office. And if you want to make double sure of it, you can also contact them if you would like to.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you
okay.
need the
yeah,
number? I can provide you that.
No, I have the number. They just say that they can't look up the billing because now a third party does the billing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So I can't talk to them. They tell me one thing, but they don't tell you, so there's no way for me to talk to them.
I see.
I guess I'll just go to the office and discuss it with them somehow.
I see. I will surely do something from my end. I will try to contact them regarding this.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
All right, you too.